Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go on this Monday. Come on in, stay a while. Dial us up, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. Download the app you can watch on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app you can watch for free, and we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, fast approaching 400 radio stations around America. Say good morning to those who are watching on Chat Row, commenting on Chat Row. Operators standing by, Tyler, to take your phone calls today. Mario will handle your emails and your tweets. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We will have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We have basketball coming up tonight. It'll be the Golden State Warriors, 3.5-point favorites going into this game with the Celtics. If you're curious about the over-under, Steph Curry, over-under tonight. Anybody want to take a guess? You can guess the over-under courtesy of DraftKings. Fritzy, I'll start with you. Over under Steph Curry just had that monster game on Friday night.
26.5.
26.5. Seton O'Connor.
29.
29. Marvin.
32.5.
All right. Paulie.
31.5.
30.5. Steph Curry tonight. Marv, that'd make you the winner?
I said 32.5.
Oh, 32.5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a loser. It's Steph Curry at 30.5. Klay Thompson is just under 20 points. Jason Tatum, 26.5. How about Draymond Green over under points tonight? Got benched briefly. A lot of people giving credit to Steve Kerr. Hey, you saved Golden State season by benching Draymond Green. Todd, over under points, Draymond Green tonight.
7.5.
All righty. Seton O'Connor.
4.5.
All right. Marv.
8.5.
All right, Paulie?
7.5.
Todd's the big winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right. Saturday, the LIV tournament officially wrapped up. First event, in case you didn't follow it all the way through. Charles Schwartzel, former Masters champ, took home $4 million. The tournament had its ups and downs there. But they kicked out a reporter, Alan Shipnuck. He wrote the book on Phil Mickelson. Probably a questionable decision, considering the trustworthiness of the new league, especially with the Saudis' history with journalists. But, you know, the audience was there a little bit. I think there was some curiosity there. But, you know, this is almost week to week. See what golfers decide that they're going to defect. But these golfers are still going to be able to play in the U.S. Open. Those who qualify will play in the U.S. Open. I'm curious how the galleries will respond to these players who left the PGA Tour. Rory McIlroy, I don't think anybody had a better week than Rory McIlroy, because he came out and said, no, I'm going to stay on the PGA Tour. I don't believe in this LIV tournament. It doesn't grow the game. And Greg Norman called Rory brainwashed, and Rory responded after winning the tournament by this little dig, his 21st PGA Tour victory, which is one more than Greg Norman.
Yeah, this is a day I'll remember for a long, long time. 21st PGA Tour win, one more than someone else. That gave me a little bit of extra incentive today, and happy to get it done.
All right. So I took a little shot there, but I think Rory winning, U.S. Open coming up, and felt like the gallery really appreciated Rory playing in this event. Here is the PGA Tour commissioner, Jay Monahan, on these players who have defected for the money.
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
All righty. Shots fired. Shots fired. This program brought to you by the great folks at Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. So you have game five, pivotal game five coming up tonight. I thought game four was pivotal because if Golden State loses that game, I don't think they're coming back. Now tied two games apiece, heading back home. And it was weird not having a game on Sunday, because Sunday would have been an 8 o'clock start, East Coast time. You'd be able to watch the entire game, but they're having it tonight. Not sure what the logic is. It always feels like, and covering the NBA Finals, traveling from city to city when I was working at ESPN, it'd be like game 2 days off, game 3 days off, game, you know, I know they have people who look at the windows, TV windows, competition you're up against, but I thought Sunday, based off what happened Friday, that would have been great momentum going into that. But game five coming up tonight in San Francisco, the Warriors are favored by 3.5. Yes, Todd?
Wouldn't the Tony Awards have just destroyed game five of the NBA Finals? I say sarcastically.
Thank you, Todd. Make sure you go to the website. Great Father's Day gifts there. Penny's Bang Biscuits on sale. We have two different sizes. Penny's Bang Biscuits. Penny is our house dog. Bite-sized treats, perfect rewards during training sessions or anytime you want to thank your dog for good behavior. Penny's Bang Biscuits, all natural, using healthy ingredients, made from scratch. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Poll question today, Seton O'Connor handling the duties.
How about more entertaining this weekend, LIV Golf or the RBC Canadian Open?
Well, the Canadian Open. You know, I watched the LIV, you know, tournament. And all it is just sort of an exhibition. It's, you know, there's no drama there because everybody's going to get paid. Nobody misses the cut. And what you love is the meritocracy with golf. Like, you earn it every single day. and you're earning your paycheck. Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy and Tony Finau, it was fun golf to watch, but there was something attached to it. Like if let's say the LIV Tour was on regular TV and I didn't have to look for it on YouTube, I would do a drive-by, but the RBC was great. Great atmosphere, great fans, and Rory, you know, there's still star power there. If this tournament's going to succeed, you're going to have to swoop in and start, you know, cherry-picking some of these college players. You got to get them early. But it's going to take a while. But if you're going to guarantee $5 million to a college graduate, you don't have to go on tour, don't have to go to tour school, you don't have to play on the Corn Ferry. Come on over. Here's a check. But at some point, they're going to have too many golfers on the LIV Tour, because if you play 54 holes, shotgun start, and then you're going to have 48 golfers, then you're going to be getting rid of some golfers. Is there going to be relegation in the on the LIV Tour there? That might be interesting, but, you know, I was curious about it. Seemed a little amateurish, the TV part of it, but they're just starting. You know, let's see what happens in a year from now. But you're getting a couple of big names. You got DeChambeau, Patrick Reed. You know, you start to accumulate some of these players, and then all of a sudden, all right, now I'm a little more curious, but there is nothing attached to it. And that's what you love. You want, when we tune into sports, what's on the line? You tune into this, nothing's on the line except for the line. The bottom line is money. That's it. You got money, and that's it. All right. What other poll questions do we have, Seton?
Who has the most important performance tonight? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Throw in Draymond Green if you want. Mm. Other, neither, neither.
Mm. Well, if the Celtics are going to win, Jason Tatum has to have a Steph Curry-like night, it feels like. But you can't have an off night. I mean, you got to put up something that is going to make a difference here. If he gets 27, Jaylen Brown gets 24, Marcus Smart gets 23, okay. But, you know, Golden State has had, it feels like somebody steps up. Or they've been stepping up. And Draymond Green played better in this game. But you know why? He played basketball. He wasn't auditioning for a movie role. Like, he went out there and played. That's all I want. Okay, he scores 2 points. But if you give me 9 rebounds and 8 assists and throw in a couple of steals, I'm fine with that. Play some defense, I'm fine with that. And I want to see him hustle. That's all. But, you know, I don't know if I can get that. Does he buy back into that Draymond character tonight because they're at home? Yeah, see.
Feels like Jason Tatum needs a signature moment or a signature game. He needs like a big performance to sort of.
Well, we're waiting for that. Mm. I think he's a year away. There's certain players that you go, boy, they're a superstar. But there's only a couple players who are more than just a superstar. And Jason Tatum is a really talented player. But I think we want to have a coronation too soon for him. He just turned 24. I want to be fair to him at this age. You know, Steph Curry gave you something that, you know, we haven't seen that before. I mean, you want to talk about shots that were contested. That's one of the greatest shooting performances I've ever seen. And you can stand at the three-point line and still not make as many shots as he did with people on him. I just thought it was remarkable. Also, Marcus Smart's defensive player of the year, right? He's a guard, right? Why isn't he guarding Steph Curry? It feels like he's been guarding Klay Thompson, who you don't need your best defensive player to guard Klay Thompson. Yeah, Paulie?
Without knowing the X's and O's, it feels like the Celtics are just running people at him constantly, where one guy has him, the other guy gets picked. Yeah. But sometimes Steph ends up with Robert Williams on him with his wonky knee, and he's like, oh, fantastic. And it's like a team waves of people.
Well, you also have, it's like Jason Tatum, they want to get a switch where he's guarded by Steph Curry. That's what the NBA is now. It's pick and roll, let me get a mismatch here, and then am I going to take a jumper or I'm going to beat you to the hoop? You know, Jason Tatum's got to make 2-point shots because his percentage has been really poor. The Celtics still take some wild threes. They turn the ball over. And if Golden State wins tonight, then all of a sudden you're going to see some real pressure on Jason Tatum. This is where you make a reputation for yourself. And then you had people who had the audacity to question if Steph Curry is one of the great players of all time and he's got to win a finals MVP. I don't know who's watching or if you've been watching. Steph Curry is one of the all-time greats. Oh, you know, Kevin, he needed Kevin Durant. He didn't have Kevin Durant the first year, and he didn't have Kevin Durant this year. So I'm surprised. He lost Klay Thompson for over 900 days, and he got him back, and this isn't, you know, Klay of old. Klay may be better next year. You know, James Wiseman, their top draft pick, hasn't played. I mean, what Steph did on Friday night in Boston is one of the finest performances the Boston Garden has ever seen. Because you know what's coming. KD won the MVP in the finals twice. He had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, a healthy Klay Thompson. Steph doesn't have that. Jordan Poole? Okay. Wiggins? Okay. Nice players. Klay Thompson? Not anywhere near what he used to be, but maybe he never will. Everybody in the building knew Steph was going to shoot. And these were all big threes. These were threes that they had to have. There was a moment when Jaylen Brown takes a wild three. Steph comes back down, hits a three, and that was the ball game. And you could tell even the announcers were saying, oh boy, you can't do that. But Steph made them pay with hands in his face. Remarkable. Had that been a game seven, a clinching game, we would put it up there with, you know, some of the greatest performances in NBA Finals history. Now he's got to close this out. You got people saying he's the MVP now. And maybe he is. You know, they gave it to Jerry back, you know, in the late 60s against the Celtics. But I don't know if Steph is the MVP if they lose. I have a hard time doing that. I remember Chuck Howley of the Cowboys in a game they lost to the Colts in the Super Bowl. He got MVP. Jim O'Brien kicks the field goal and they win, what, 16-13 or something? They go, hey, and the MVP is Chuck Howley. And it's like, he plays for the Cowboys. They lost. I remember asking my dad, I said, wait, can they do that? He goes, I guess. Yeah, Paul.
Doesn't that seem like something that will never, ever happen again? Like, it probably happened to Chuck Howley. They gave him the award, like, behind the laundry bin in the back of the building. It wasn't a big presentation. Can you imagine, you know, like, name the player, you know, gets Jalen Ramsey, the Rams lose, but you're the MVP. Here's your truck. And he's up there like, man, we just lost.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question. Reggie Miller will join us coming up a little bit later on. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle. MBUSA.com. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. Hall of Famer Reggie Miller back on the program. Steph Curry goes for 43 in game four. No game on Sunday. Game coming up tonight in San Francisco. Golden State favored by 3.5. Who do you like, Reg?
Why do I feel like I'm playing in this game? I'm just as nervous in this series.
Why?
Look, let me tell you this. It's because you, as a former athlete, and obviously having been on Turner for the last 15 plus years, you get invested in these teams, in certain individuals, and those sweaty palms start to come back. And now that the series is 2-2, as a player, these were always the best games to play in, the swing game five. Because right now, whoever wins game five, you are one game away from immortality, right? It's almost like you can taste it, but so many things can go wrong or right for your particular team. And I feel like I'm living through the Celtics. I'm living through the Warriors. I'm living on every shot. You know, watching Draymond Green struggle, I feel it. So that's why I'm like so nervous, and I'm not even playing. It's fun to watch. I'm glad I'm not participating because I couldn't bear the stress. But it's interesting and fun to watch, being a former player, being in some of their shoes and understanding what they're going through.
Okay, give me what the Celtics' philosophy was supposed to be guarding Steph Curry in game four.
Put him in every offensive package that they were going to do. And we've seen this throughout the playoffs. So every time Marcus Smart is going up, because that's who Steph is really guarding, is Marcus Smart. That's why they're always bringing either Jaylen Brown or Tatum up in a simple 1-2 screen so they can get this switch. And Curry has to guard one of those two guys. The problem for the Celtics is Jason Tatum is not having one of those series that we saw when he played Brooklyn and KD or Milwaukee and Giannis. He's struggling. Brown is playing great. So to me, they're somewhat letting Steph off the hook because Jason Tatum is not having one of those series. But you want to put Steph in every action. You want him to work at the defensive end to try to take some of that steam away from his offense, which really hasn't happened in this series, Theodore.
Okay, but I don't understand the open looks that he's getting. I understand, you know, he's a better dribbler than we give him credit for. He creates separation, but they're doing the same thing at the other end. They get Steph in a pick and roll. Al Horford's on him, and he takes advantage of that. But at some point, does Boston just say, we're going to double you? We're going to make sure if anybody shoots at Draymond Green, we'll even leave him open. I can't let Steph Curry have the ball, even though he's getting contested looks. I just don't understand how they don't take the ball out of his hands.
Well, here's two problems that the Celtics are doing, especially on that high screen and roll. Al Horford, and more particular, Robert Williams, they're staying so low. So when he comes off that high screen and roll, and the big is in a drop, that's like, you know, target shooting for Stephen Curry. To me, either trap and get the ball out of his hands, but here's the problem when you trap Steph. Because Draymond Green is so good at passing the basketball, I know he's not offensively, he's been challenged in this series, but now the Warriors have the mismatch. So when you trap him, it's 3-on-2 on the backside. So it's either a lob to Looney or it's a spray open three to Poole or Wiggins in the corner or a layup for Looney. So that's the problem when you trap him. You are opening up a lot more possibilities and other guys getting involved as opposed to hoping and wishing that Curry misses the shot, which, you know, he's what, 50, 49, and 86 in this series. He's not doing.
Where would you rank, how would you rank that performance on Friday night by Curry?
Well, no question, arguably it's his greatest playoff performance. I think you look at the great players, everyone has a signature game. Michael Jordan has quite a few of them, but you know, people will always remember the flu game or the shot over Elo in Cleveland or the shrug versus Portland. Kobe has a lot, Shaq, LeBron. To me, this is Curry's signature moment. And it's funny because everyone wants to pile on because he's never won a finals MVP. You know, two of his three championships, he was playing with, you know, a top five player of all time in Kevin Durant. And in my opinion, he should have won that first one. I know Iguodala got it for his defense, but Curry, if you look at his numbers, because he was MVP that season, his numbers were better in the finals than they were during the regular season. So it was a vintage performance, his best postseason performance. And what's scary is now that he has done that, see, I think...
Is he the MVP no matter what? When this is all done?
I think it's only been done once by Jerry. West, yeah. If I remember right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone close to him. I think if you're going to give it to a Celtic, it would be Jaylen Brown. But he's had his challenges in this series. The one constant in this series has been Stephen Curry. I know there's a lot of games left to be played, but through four games, it's like Curry and everyone else. Like how we take Tiger in the field back in the day. It's Curry and everyone else because of how he's been playing.
Marcus Smart's Defensive Player of the Year. Correct?
He is.
Why isn't he guarding Steph Curry?
He is until they come to the switch. They either are switching or they are dropping. I mean, it's somewhat laughable, the Defensive Player of the Year, because you just think, okay, go out there and shut them down. No one can shut anyone down in our league one-on-one. Offensive players are too gifted. That's not going to happen. Obviously, you need help. But the way they are playing this high screen and roll, and how about their transition defense is terrible. That's been one of the Celtics' main weapons defensively, was getting back in transition and building out and guarding that three-point line. We have not seen that.
If you could have any wing defender guard Steph Curry all time, who would give him the most trouble?
Probably Scottie Pippen.
Oh.
I would go with Scottie because if you go back in those series where he won twice against Utah, it was his defense on John Stockton, right? They were going to take the point guard out. This series versus us in the conference finals, Phil Jackson said, take Mark Jackson out. It's like he goes to the head of the snake. If you can take him out, that's going to disrupt the rest of their offense. I think they would put Scottie on Curry and have that length really disrupt him.
Do you think Jordan would be upset that you picked Scottie to guard Steph Curry and not him?
As much as I love Michael Jordan, I was giving buckets to Michael Jordan. He's a great defender. Don't get me wrong. I don't want people to be like hitting me later. Unbelievable defender. But you got to be committed. Michael's job was great defensively, but he offensively, that's where he was going to do most of his damage. He wouldn't be that committed to taking out and fuck. You see how much Curry runs? He's not good. That's me. So there was no way he was going to be able to commit to doing that, running all day. But Pippen could.
He's Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer. Game 5 coming up tonight. Golden State favored by 3.5. Are you going to change your pick because you were going with the Boston Celtics?
No, I'm still with the Celtics. Now, it's funny, when you live with an almost 9-year-old who idolizes, you know, Stephen Curry, the ebb and flows in our household have been like, one day he's up because, you know, Curry and them tied the series. Game 3, he was sad, moping around here, wouldn't clean up his room. I'm like, Riker, what's the deal? I just don't feel good, Dad. I'm like, what do you mean you don't feel good? My Warriors are down. And then Curry has the 43 unbelievable performance. We're back. We're back. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're back. So, yeah, I'm sticking with Boston.
Okay.
I still believe it's going to be a 7-game series. Yeah. And it's going to be an unbelievable finish, I believe.
Anthony Davis says he hasn't taken a shot since April.
What is this? Seriously.
What's worse, saying it or not doing it?
Saying it. Because, first of all, this is your job. This is why the Lakers were in the predicament they were. I'm surprised. Has LeBron come back on top and said, dude, what the hell? LeBron should be, like, disappointed in this. LeBron's in the front yard of his house shooting with his kids right now.
But when a season ended for you, how long before you picked up a basketball?
I would say with no basketball, 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Then you get into a gym and just do spot location shots and lifting weights. That's what you do maybe for the first month. And then you start to ramp it up as it goes. For him to say he hasn't even looked, picked up, done a jump stop, that's amazing. Because of all the injuries they had, he missed a lot of games. Why are you taking time off? You only played, 45, 50 games this season?
But I wonder, Reg, there are guys who don't love basketball. They're great at basketball or very good at basketball, but you have to love basketball. And I don't know Anthony Davis, but I would think at my age, I still love to just shoot.
Yes.
And I don't have to, you know, perform for anybody, but I still want to go out there and shoot and make every shot I take. I don't know if Anthony Davis loves the grind of getting better.
You have an opportunity because he's already an all-time great. He was on the, you know, the 75th team, right? He's already won a championship.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to be one of the greatest players and playing for one of the greatest franchise. And right now you're in the waning years of the best player of your generation in LeBron James. To me, if I was in that situation, I would be doing everything I can to extend LeBron's years and to win championships with a historic franchise like the Lakers. Yeah. It baffles me when I saw that comment from him because, you know, living in Los Angeles, we all just think, oh, God, he's going to the bathroom, he's going to twist his ankle and be out a month.
That's how we think out here with Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah.
So for him to say, I haven't shot or picked up a basketball after what, that April 5th Suns game, that's baffling. It really is baffling.
Shaq is on record as saying that his Lakers with Kobe could beat Golden State when Durant was there and beat Michael Jordan's Bulls. Is that expected, though? I mean, if you're Shaq...
You're supposed to say that, right? Aren't you supposed to say that?
Well, let's handicap those teams. If I said...
Okay. Well, what...
Be objective.
I will. And what rules are we playing with? Ooh. The 90s or today's rules?
Let's do the 90s.
Because on both of those teams, the Warriors and the Bulls, they would have had zero answer for young Shaq. Okay, so if he's able to play bully ball, it's not a three-point shooting league, it's going to be very hard to beat that 1-2 combination. As great as Michael was, I think the greatest thing that the Bulls did was not playing Houston in those two championships that the Rockets won, because they would have had no answer for Hakeem Olajuwon. They certainly would have
had no... Wait, you would have picked the Rockets over the Bulls in those two
years?
Man,
I would have loved to have seen it. Mad Max versus Michael Jordan. I would have loved to have seen it.
I see the headlines coming out of this interview. Jordan can't guard me, and Hakeem would have beaten the Bulls in those two championships.
I'm just saying, as much as we love Michael Jordan, I'm one of them. I was in it. I was right in the middle of it.
Okay, but if I had Golden State today's rules with Durant and Steph and Clay against Shaq and Kobe today's rules, and then Golden State versus the Bulls today's rules, who do you like?
I might roll with the Golden State, KD, Steph, Draymond, and Clay over the Lakers in today's rules of freedom of movement, threes.
What about the Bulls? They had a lot of long guys on the perimeter to play defense there.
They do. I think the Bulls would be a better matchup versus Golden State because of those wing players. I would pick Chicago over KD and those guys. It's fascinating.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think I would do that.
You would go with KD. You would go Golden State over Chicago?
Yes.
I'm telling you this. Freedom of movement.
But I'm doing the math here, Reg. I'm doing the
math. Michael Jordan's going to average 45 in that series.
Okay.
Who's going to guard him?
Nobody.
Steve Kerr is going to get so many wide open looks and threes because of Michael.
Okay.
And Scotty.
Okay. All I know is
I'm putting Ron Harper on Curry. I'm putting Michael Jordan on Clay, and I'm putting Scottie on KD. I'm going with Chicago.
Okay.
I'm going with Chicago in six.
It's six. Okay.
Six. I'm going with Chicago in six.
Because Jordan never played game seven. You know, he didn't need a game.
Well, he did one time.
Okay. Remind us of that Eastern Conference final.
Lost.
Yeah.
But we took him to the brink and should have won. Jump ball. Here it is. Jump ball. 3 minutes left. We are up six. We're up. We win the jump ball, and if we score, we go up eight with a little over 3 minutes left. Rick Smith's 7-4 versus Scottie Pippen 6-7. Who would you think would have the advantage in that jump ball?
Rick Smith.
If we win that, we go up eight. Scottie wins, finds that damn little Steve Kerr in the corner. They knock down a three, cut it in half. And we just went in the tank.
Reggie Miller blames Rick Smits.
Oh, the headlines coming out of there. I'm killing Jordan. I'm killing the Bulls. No, I'm not blaming Rick. But you would think a 7'4" guy would win that tip.
But if I go back to Shaq, if Shaq played today, Shaq in his prime, but growing up in this basketball environment, now Shaq was never a good shooter. Not everybody should shoot threes, but if Shaq is coming up in a three-point, you know, crazy
NBA, he would have developed a 12 to 15 footer, don't you think?
No, he couldn't even shoot a free throw.
I still think he would be dominant.
Okay, but we're going to have these players that are going to come up.
Right.
And I feel like somebody is going to go, we're going to be counter to what you do. You shoot threes, this guy's going to score because nobody is going to be able to guard him.
Here's the thing. Don't you think the way the game is played is perhaps we just haven't seen the next Shaq
yeah,
dominant big man. We could go back to playing like, you know, with Patrick Ewing and Inside Out. We could. It's not always going to be a three-point dominated game.
But like who would be better today, today's rules, Jordan or Shaq?
Jordan. In today's rules, Jordan, because he could shoot.
Yeah, but nobody's got – who's guard? If everybody's on the perimeter, you throw Shaq down there, nobody's going to guard Shaq. Shaq would get as many points as he wanted to get.
Absolutely. As well, so would Michael Jordan because you couldn't hand check and hold him.
Yeah.
And his first step. People keep forgetting how quick his first step was and is. Well, what?
Could you take Jordan now?
Well, since we are creating headlines today.
Yeah. Of course you can take it.
Your airness.
Yeah.
I'm ready for you.
You could take Jordan now.
Now. Back then, no. Now, I think I could, yes. No, I don't think I could. I know I could.
I know you could.
I could now. Why couldn't I have been like this 25 years ago?
Why couldn't he have been like he is now?
Right. Damn you.
Would you give up a pinky? Like on your left hand.
I hate pinkies. So would I give up two pinkies for two rings? I think I would. Yes. I'll be like this, hey, everybody. Good to see you. Yes, I would.
Could you out shoot Shaq with eight fingers?
I think I could. Yes, I could.
All you need are two fingers and your thumb to be able to shoot.
That's all I shot with this. You shoot with this. This is just your guy, man.
Yeah.
And this is your fuck. This is all you're doing anyways.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. I would give them up in a heartbeat. Yes.
Enjoy the game. And I'm not going to text you right after.
I'm going to be texting you because the last two games, I was in Steamboat. And by the way, you and the fellas, the Danettes, are huge in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. They love the show.
Oh.
So they heard us talking.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, they love you up there. So I wasn't able to watch the last two games. I will actually get a chance to watch the game with Riker tonight.
Okay.
So we will be texting you during the game.
That's fine. That's fine.
And playing it that way.
Thank you, Reg.
You're the best, Theodore.
That's Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller. Aloysius. Hall of Famer.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.